It's time to feel better with help from Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Allergies, nutrition, ultimate wellness, all discussed right here, right now. It's Wellness for Life Radio on Radio MD. Here's your host, Dr. Suzanne.
In High School Biology 101, we all learned that capillaries are the smallest of the body's blood vessels that make up the microcirculation, and it helps to enable the exchange of water and oxygen, carbon dioxide, and the nutrients that we need for health and wellness. But also, it takes away the waste substances between the blood and our tissues, all of our organs. Now, our next guest believes that our capillary health is the key to mitigating inflammation and the aging process. Let's welcome Dr. Robert Buckingham, author of Hazing Aging, How Capillary Endothelia Controls Inflammation and Aging. Thanks for being here on Wellness for Life, Dr. Buckingham. So Let's talk about these capillaries that when do we ever talk about it? We don't even know what they are, most of us. And the function of how it's important in recognizing it's more about, we got to look at what's controlling the inflammation, the pro-inflammatory issues, and then the anti-inflammatory. I'd like to teach our listeners here all that stuff that you're so good at.
Well, first of all, the one thing that you mentioned that wasn't mentioned in Biology 101 is immune surveillance. Capillary cells are the fundamental cell in monitoring end organ immune surveillance, which means they control the types and quantities of inflammatory cells that end up going into the end organ. So if immune surveillance breaks down because of too much inflammation, more of these inflammatory cells leak from the capillaries into the end organ, which inflames them. After, over a period of time, when this inflammation becomes chronic, lots of adverse changes to the end organ can occur. For example, in the brain, adjacent cells at the known as the blood-brain barrier, called astrocytes, will begin to secrete things called amyloid and tau, which are basically collagenous proteins that gum up the function of the brain. And all of this happens because of a breakdown in immune surveillance of the capillary cell. Now,
saying that, it makes me think about that the capillaries, actually, the cells are like a police. The police.
Correct.
It's like, you know what? If you've got some bad stuff going on, I'm going to come in there and get you. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. They have and possess an arsenal of receptors on their outer membranes that are the richest, densest number of receptors of any cell in the body. And those receptors are capable of mediating the types of influences that get through them and into the end organ. So what causes things to leak through the capillary cell into the end organ? What causes that development of chronic illness? Well, in the book, Hazing Aging, I talk about vascular inflammatory influences, things like cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, elevated blood sugar, high blood pressure. These chronic, if elevated and chronic and are not mitigated, these will produce influences to the capillary cell that will increase leaking of inflammatory mediators. What's interesting, and it's also in the book, is that if you mediate those influences properly, you can reverse some of the permeability changes that occur, that is, the leaking that occurs at the capillary cell level. And as a result, let's say you're taking something like a statin or a cholesterol medicine, you not only start reversing some of the influences of inflammation on the end organ, but you reverse things like increased risks for cancer or other types of scarring that occur at the end organ. And the list is getting longer by the year.
Yes. So, what I'm hearing then is this. I'm hearing that all diseases that humans get, cancer, diabetes, Alzheimer's, because you talked about those plaquing in the brain, any kind of inflammation, you know, like autoimmune diseases, any diseases that we get, it's actually linked to this capillary lining that you call endothelia. And if we can, the leakiness. So we want to strengthen that endothelia. What does it take to strengthen that?
Well, it takes an all-out assault. First of all, we mentioned diet and movement. What movement does is it causes the sugars in our bloodstream to be utilized by skeletal muscle, and that really improves our metabolism when we make our muscles work. All that extra sugar is eliminated from freely floating around in our bloodstream, and that sugar is very pro-inflammatory. Diet is also critical. I mean, if we're eating a lot of sugar, packaged food, trans fats, we're just begging for metabolic deficiencies in all of our cells, including the capillary cells. So doing those things are very important. In other words, mitigating vascular inflammatory risks, sleeping 7 hours, when we have too much stress or we don't sleep enough, increase in stress hormones occurs. And basically, inadequate sleep and stress are one and the same in terms of what they do to our body. With increase in stress hormones, we have things like increased risk for diabetes, increased risk for high blood pressure, and increased risk for other problems, including heart disease. So stress reduction, sleep efficiency or sleep hygiene, exercising on a daily basis, not too extreme, and mitigating other vascular risk factors with appropriate diet, those are the things that we can all do. And it requires an intentional consciousness. When you go to the store, you just have to start thinking differently about what you buy. When you plan your day, you start thinking differently about when allotting time to exercise. When you go to bed at night, you start thinking about, I need to get to bed at a certain time at each night so that I can get my 7 hours. When you think about your job or your kids, you start thinking, how can I manage my life so that my stress isn't going to overwhelm me? How can I circle the wagon, so to speak, and make my life more nurturing rather than so stressful? Those are the kinds of things that you should be doing intentionally so that you are nurturing your capillaries.
We got to look at our capillaries. It sounds to me that, boy, if we can heal our capillaries, keep our capillaries happy and healthy, that policing will not happen and you're not going to have all this inflammation. I mean, inflammation is the action of our cells trying to heal our tissues, isn't it?
Well, the answer is yes. And by the way, when we breach our end organs with trauma or infection, it's important for our capillary cells to be able to respond, increase their permeability of the membrane, and allow these inflammatory cells to come through and fight off the infection or whatever is going on, the trauma or the bleeding. The problem is, however, when breach becomes chronic, and when breach becomes chronic, then we're in trouble.
Oh, you know, everyone got to get that book, Hazing Aging. Really, really interesting. So important how capillary endothelia controls inflammation and aging. Dr. Buckingham, you are awesome. Really appreciate you being here. Dr. Buckingham-HazingAging.com. This is Dr. Suzanne on Wellness for Life right here on Radio MD. Stay well.